This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
No criticism. This is Allah's way of telling us there are some times where anger can become overwhelming and it's justified, even at that stage. Imagine the woman in Surah Al-Mujadila, the opening of Surah Al-Mujadila, that came to the Prophet ﷺ, started raising her voice. My husband just told me I'm like his mother to him now. He won't be with me anymore. This was the jahil way, the ignorant way of giving a divorce to your wife. It wasn't really a divorce, but the guy got angry at his wife and said, from today on, you're like my mom. That's what I'm going to call you. That just means we're done. Because I can't think of you anymore. That would be as disgusting to me as thinking about my own mother. It was a really nasty thing to say. So they did that. He did zihar to her. And she came complaining to the Prophet ﷺ. The Prophet didn't know what to tell her, alayhi salatu wasalam. He didn't have revelation to answer that question. So he remained silent. He says, I don't know what to tell you. And she gets angrier and angrier. She gets louder and louder. And then Quran comes, Surah Al-Mujadila comes, and Allah Azza wa Jalla says, قَدْ سَمِعَ اللَّهُ قَوْلَ الَّتِي تُجَادِلُكَ فِي زَوْجِهَا وَتَشْتَكِي إِلَى اللَّهِ. Allah heard the call of the one complaining about her spouse that came to you, and she's complaining to Allah, and Allah is listening all along to both of your dialogue. وَاللَّهُ يَسْمَعُ تَحَاوُرَكُمَا. Allah is listening to the dialogue happening between both of you. But even then, he doesn't say, لَا تَرْفَعُوا أَصْوَاتَكُمْ فَوْقَ صَوْتِ النَّبِيِّ. He doesn't say, you better be quiet. You better just listen. You better recognize that's the messenger of Allah. No, at that moment, that anger was justified. That was okay. Allah actually took her side. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. When someone's in a desperate situation and their anger gets the best of them, Allah is on their side. That when somebody's mazloom, when somebody's been wronged, those sahaba were wronged for many, 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 many years, it just came out. It came out in ways that they never imagined they would ever do. That's okay. As a matter of fact, if it had been anybody else, it would have been a riot at Hudaybiyah. Forget it, we're going to fight, we don't care. The fact that they just didn't obey or didn't take their ihram off at first is pretty amazing. And the Prophet ﷺ doesn't have a giant microphone. There are no water hoses with like police to calm the crowd down. A crowd of 1,800 to 2,000, and they're calmly disobeying. Calmly, just expressing their anger. And one or two of them speak out. That's incredible. That's why Allah actually praises it. Allah does not say you can't be angry. But Allah praises those companions for the way they express their anger. It's an incredible moment in our history. It's something really profound to learn from. Allah does not say you shouldn't get angry. Of course you're going to get angry. When injustice happens, you and I become angry. We become frustrated. But what makes them those mature crop is how they dealt with that anger. Even if for a moment they lost it, they regained themselves. They regained their composure. So you've got incident after incident, and the final angry incident, just because this first part of this khutbah, I really wanted to highlight, it's okay to be angry sometimes. That's okay. You're not a terrible human being if you got angry in certain situations. And this third case I want to share with you is probably the most extreme case in the story of the Prophet ﷺ. And that's when his own wife was accused of wrongdoing. And the entire city of Medina, وَالنَّاسُ يُفِيضُونَ فِي قَوْلِ أَصْحَابِ الْإِفْكِ. She herself says, everybody was talking about the scandal against her. But that didn't bother her as much, even though she was really sick and crying and sad. Sadness was what got to her. She cried so much, أَنَّ الْبُكَاءَ فَالِقٌ كَبَدِي. My parents thought my liver's going to tear open because I'm crying for two straight days. The Prophet ﷺ came over to her, sat next to her, and he said something to her. He said to her, you know, إِن كُنْتِ أَلْمَمْتِ بِذَنْبٍ. If you've done any mistake, if you even made a little bit of a mistake, فَاسْتَغْفِرِ اللَّهُ وَتُوبِ إِلَيْهِ. Just make tawbah, do istighfar, make tawbah to Allah. If you're innocent, Allah will prove you're innocent. But if you've made a mistake, Allah will prove that you're innocent. Or Allah, you just ask Allah for forgiveness. So the Prophet basically, alayhi salatu wasalam, said two things to his wife. If you did it, repent. And if you didn't, Allah will prove that you're innocent. That's what he said. But the fact that it's her husband saying if, anybody else saying if you did it, if you didn't do it, your own husband says, what do you mean if? Are you doubting me? And she says, قَلَصَ دَمْعِي. She says, my tears dried up. I wasn't crying anymore. That sadness turned into anger. That sadness then converted into anger. And when it converted into anger, you know, there were she turned to her mother first, and then her father. Ajib Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam fima qal. Ajib Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam fima qal. Can you answer what he just said? Can you please answer him? The mom says, "Wallahi la adri ma adri ma aqulu li Rasulillah sallallahu alaihi wasallam." I swear to God, I don't know what to tell him. The father says, "I swear to God, I don't know what to tell him." There's three people in front of her: the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, her mother, and her father. Those were the three people in the room when this incident happened. And by the way, if you study Quran, what do you learn? The three people that deserve the most respect: Messenger of Allah, and who? Your parents. فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍّ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. Don't even say, don't even that much to them. That's how seriously you're supposed to take the respect for your parents. You can't be angry in front of your parents. You can't even let them see the bulges on your forehead. That's what the Quran teaches about our dealings with our parents. And all three of them are in front of her. And what does she say? وَاللَّهِ لَا أَجِدُ لَكُمْ مَثَلًا. I don't even know how to describe you people. She started yelling at all three of them. And then she quoted the Quran and she compared them to the brothers of Yusuf. She says, the only thing I can say is what Yaqub said to, you know, his sons. فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ وَاللَّهُ الْمُسْتَعَانَ عَلَى مَا تَصِفُونَ. The only thing I can do is find beauty and patience, because only Allah is the only one who can help because of the things you're describing. Basically, when the Yusuf's brothers were describing that he was eaten by a wolf, they were lying, right? And she's put now the same category for them. She's put the three people in front of her in the same category by quoting the ayah. That's pretty serious. That's really serious. And then she's done talking. فَاتَّجَعْتُ إِلَىٰ فِرَاشِي. I turned back and I lie down on my bed. I'm done talking to you people. Turning your back to the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to your parents? It's remarkable what happened. And then ayat came, 10 ayat came of Surah An-Nur, and none of them criticize our mother, radiallahu anha. Why? Because there are cases in which anger is justified. When ghayz turns into ghadab, it's justified. But don't use this first part of what I'm sharing with you to justify your anger. I wanted to start with that to give us some license, but not open license. Give myself license, but not open license. That now we get to just, you know, well, I heard a khutbah, and that's it, I'm going back home as the Incredible Hulk, and I'm just gonna... No. What is the balance? Because the Quran always gives us a balanced view. Always a balanced view. By the way, there was one more incident, but since time is running out, I'll be very brief with it. It's the incident of Yusuf alayhi salam. When he was already a minister, he was already in a position of power, and all the villages were starving, and they used to come to the ministry to get food. They were basically on a kind of food stamp system now, right? They were on welfare. They couldn't get their own food. So his own family came and they didn't even recognize him. And now the same people who threw him in a well, his brothers, are in front of him, right? Okay, that's bad enough. He should be angry at see, oh, now you need help. You know what? I have the power to get you thrown in a well now. I have the guards to get it done. But no. That wasn't even what made him mad. When he made this scheme that one of his brothers, the youngest brother, should be pulled away because he trusted him and he loved him and he knew that he was also oppressed, and he held him back, and there was these trumped up charges about he's stolen something, right? When they confronted them about these charges, his own brothers, standing in front of him, said, "Oh, فَإِنْ سَرَقَ فَقَدْ سَرَقَ أَخٌ لَهُ مِنْ قَبْلُ." Oh, he stole? Yeah, he had a brother way back when. He used to have a stealing problem too. Yusuf alayhi salam is the minister now, standing in the position, and his own brothers are telling him about himself that he used to be a thief when he was a little kid. Lying to his face about him. How angry would it be? And by the way, Yusuf alayhi salam has been kidnapped, he's been thrown in a well, he's gone to prison, he's been a servant. He spent years in jail. He's got lots of reasons to be angry. But Quran never describes he was that angry until here. فَأَصَرَّهَا يُوسُفُ فِي نَفْسِهِ وَلَمْ يُبْدِهَا لَهُ. Yusuf contained all the feelings he had against him, and he swallowed them all in. غَيْظ. He held it in. He could have said it. He could have lashed out. He could have had them arrested. He could have had them executed. He could have done anything with them. He had the power to. But he held it in. What are we learning now? We're learning that Yusuf alayhi salam, by the way, The story of Yusuf alayhi salam is really important for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was in a great position of he was actually being oppressed. One of the worst years of oppression of the Prophet's life was the year in which Surat Yusuf was revealed. And he was in a very helpless state. The family support was gone. Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha was gone. Abu Talib was gone. Things were looking very, very bad for the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it's in that context, to give the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hope, Allah gave Surat Yusuf. And it's in Surat Yusuf, Allah basically said, look, right now you and your followers have lots of reasons to be angry against the people who've done you wrong. But a time is coming where you're going to be in a position to take revenge. And then at that time, you should exercise what Yusuf alayhi salam is going to exercise. You know, when somebody's wronging you, you're like, one day, when I get a chance, when I do that, you know, you have all these movies, some kid who got beat up, then he learned karate, you know. Somebody got humiliated, then they went for training, and then they came back, and then they took revenge. And we've glorified the idea of one day. And you're just, it's all in your head. One day, I'm gonna get you back so good. And that drives them, and all the progress they make is out of, because they want revenge, and eventually they want to get them. Get that out of your head. That's not worth it. That isn't worth it. Why not? Because, you know, ghayz is, you are hurt, it is inside you, but ghadab is no good. Ghadab means you want to act it out, and you want to inflict harm. By the way, if you want justice, no problem. وَلَمَنْ انْتَصَرَ بَعْدَ ظُلْمِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَا كَانَ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ سَبِيلٍ. Whoever was done wrong, and they want to seek revenge, meaning seek revenge fairly, they want to get fair retribution for the wrong that was done to them, you can't make a case against them. You can tell them, you must forgive, you shouldn't be upset. No, I have the right. Allah says, فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَا كَانَ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ سَبِيلٍ. But here I want you to listen to these words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. اتقوا من الغضب فإنه جمرة توقد في قلب ابن آدم ألم تروا إلى انتفاح أوداجه وجمرة عينيه. He says, be very careful about غضب, anger that lashes out. This is why actually غضبة الفرس اللجام, the horse, when it's chewing on the mane that's in its mouth, when it's chewing on it, biting it, that's also called غضب. And غضاب in Arabic is actually smallpox, meaning it's a disease that scratches and itches and you just need to get it out. And it's disgusting and it makes you ugly. These are the images of ghadab. The Prophet ﷺ says, beware of ghadab. Beware of this thing that will make you ugly, that will make you sick. This want of revenge, this want of getting back at someone. It's going to make you sick. And then he describes it as a burning lump of coal. It's this burning lump of coal inside of you that burns inside the heart of the son of Adam. These are very profound words. What is inside our hearts? Inside our hearts is gratitude. Inside our hearts is patience. Inside our hearts is iman. Inside our hearts is all the good things that Allah wants to have in our inside of a human being belong inside the heart of a human being. If there's a lump of coal burning inside your heart, what's happening to all of those things? They're burning away. All the good that's inside your heart is getting burnt away by anger. He says, watch out for anger. It can burn everything else down. It'll tear everything else apart inside your heart.